Chrissy JMQ, and today we're talking with Jess Moskaloup, and you're from Saskatchewan.
I am from Saskatchewan. I'm from a small town called Langenberg, so.
Okay, did you grow up around the district?
I did. I grew up in Langenberg. I graduated there, and then I actually went off to university for a couple years in Brandon, Manitoba.
Okay.
And I recently just started doing the music thing instead of that, so.
Okay, great. Now, I was reading a bit about you, so you're quite impressive, certainly, definitely with your head to the grindstone there with your music.
Thank
Now,
you.
one of your big influences was your dad, and he did pass away, and he had some special words that are very unique and very empowering, too.
They were actually, it's actually a John Wayne quote, I think is what you're referring to,
Okay.
that we ended up, we used at his funeral, and we were looking for something. My dad had multiple sclerosis, and he passed away when I was 16, and my little brother was 13 at the time. So, we were looking for something inspirational that would not only get our family through this tragedy, but the rest of the town, because our town was so small and so close. And anyone who knew my dad knew that he was a huge John Wayne fan. And I just searched quotes and on the internet, and I found one by John Wayne saying, "Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway." And we just thought it was so perfect because nobody's ready to enter a life that you don't know the outcome. I mean, that's how everybody enters it, but when you get multiple sclerosis, you have no idea how quickly it's going to progress or how long you'll have it or what. I just can't imagine what was going through his mind when he was diagnosed, and I think that he just had to do exactly that. He had to saddle up anyway. He had kids and a wife and a job, so he didn't know what was going to happen, but he just had to do it anyway.
A very inspirational quote,
Thank you.
definitely. Now,
Yeah.
did he influence you in music too?
He did. I don't know how he wasn't musical, so he didn't influence me in that sense. We just had this discussion, my mother and I. We don't know why I started doing music or where I got it from because my family is sports. So,
Okay.
but my dad, it was something easy for him because he was, he ended up being a paraplegic towards the end of when the disease had run its course. But he was able to come to the things that I could sing at. And if he was feeling up to it, and if he wasn't, it was so easy to videotape it and bring it back to him, and he could enjoy it over and over. And so I really wanted something that he could share with me.
Oh, that's so
And
nice.
yeah, so it was something that we bonded over quite often.
Oh, really nice, really nice. Now,
Yeah.
you got interested in the music business at 15?
Yeah, that's when I first started singing. I entered my first competition with the local radio station and botched it. I did so terribly.
But you got there, though, and you did it.
Exactly, right? So I loved it. I didn't do well, but I enjoyed what I was doing. And then for Christmas, my mom could tell that I liked what I was doing, and she got me some vocal lessons. I got really, really close with my vocal coach after about a year or two, and I started coaching voice lessons with him instead of taking them. So, and that's actually where I learned the most. I think I learned more from teaching others than being taught, because you have to reinforce those things into your brain that you already had been taught. So,
Great,
yeah.
good. So your mom's definitely a great support.
Oh my gosh, yes, she is my biggest support and my biggest fan. So,
Oh, that's wonderful. So important
yeah.
too.
It is.
Now you kept entering contests too, so you didn't stop there.
Exactly. Yep. That is true. I never I'm not much of a quitter.
Well, that's important. That's what gets us to our goals.
Especially in this industry too.
It is. It's doing very
Absolutely.
well. Now, you were in Canadian Idol too. Let's see, you were in some other competitions, and well, in Canadian Idol, you made it to the 200 list,
I did.
but you couldn't perform because you had laryngitis.
Really inconvenient time, yeah. Yeah, so it was a really great experience, though. It's too bad they don't have it anymore, but at the same time, everything happens for a reason, and I'm so happy that I didn't make it any further. Just because I think that it forces you to work a little bit harder, and there's a bigger competition out there than just those 200 people that make it in. You're competing against the whole, you know, Canadian country music scene, and depending on how you do it, you can be you're competing against Americans as well. So just to open up that span was really something that that really helped me, and connecting with other musicians and
oh, definitely, and, yeah. The experience and the networking too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's all a huge part of it. So
where did you get your break?
My break, I've had, I kind of go through, I'll call them a break stage.
Okay.
I kind of have, I've had more than one, I guess. My first break locally, I won a competition through the local radio station at home in Saskatchewan. And mm-hmm. You won a car for a year, which was pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you won that. And you won a recording session of two songs, mm-hmm. Two original songs. So that was really cool because I'd never been in the studio before, and I learned so much in that one session.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I like recording just as much as I like performing. So it just kind of it pushed me to keep going, realizing how much I actually do love the music business. So and also I was performing, you know, probably two or three times a week for a whole year,
mm-hmm.
Which was a lot because I was still in high school.
Right.
And, so that's the way to do it. That's the way to improve, is just to perform as much as you possibly can. So that was my first break. But I suppose more recently, I was performing at the Saskatchewan Country Music Awards, and there happened to be a lady there named Deanna, and she had written a song with a friend of mine, Cal Hurd. And Deanna's from Nashville, and she had heard me perform, and went back to her publisher in Nashville and was talking about me, and before I knew it, I was on a plane to Nashville, and I, you know, they fly me out once a month, and from there we released the video for Amen Hallelujah on Tyler Ward's YouTube channel.
Okay.
And that's where I guess my most recent break came from, probably the biggest one so far.
Oh, that's really exciting. Nashville. Yeah,
it is.
So you
it's
got
a
to
beautiful
network
place.
A lot. Yeah, I can imagine. That's really
yeah.
exciting. So,
yeah.
Amen, Hallelujah. Is that on YouTube? Or?
It is.
Great.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so we can look that up for one thing.
Yes,
and
can.
Good. So that's your debut single too, Amen, Hallelujah. So that's really making a lot of popular ins in our station here, and I would imagine around your area too.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear it's doing well at your station. My local radio station is pretty proud of it, to have their, you know, one of their competition winners to be doing so well on the radio right now. So,
definitely.
Getting lots of spins there, too.
And your music is kind of a country rock, country pop, too, you'd say?
yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's kind of like, I don't necessarily know that there's a female version of Jason Aldean quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of what I'm aiming for,
mm-hmm.
is that style. So,
okay.
Yeah, more country rock than anything.
Good. Now, are you going to record a few other singles or maybe an EP?
Yeah, actually, the EP is actually already up, and it's available on iTunes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We just released another video on my friend Tyler Ward's channel again,
mm-hmm.
Called Catch Me If You Can.
Okay.
And it was up Saturday night, and it's got, I think it's got 185,000 views right now. So.
Oh. Okay, so we can see that on YouTube too, I guess, then.
Yes, absolutely, and that one's on the EP as well. And I'm still in the studio. I'm always in the studio just doing demos of things that I've written, and
mm-hmm.
Usually those will turn into a full production song
okay.
that we'll throw on the EP eventually, because I can't decide which ones I like more. So
good, so we can go to your website then, Jesk Moskaloop, I guess, type that in, and we can get the EP there too from one place?
Yeah, yes, you can. It'll link you right to the iTunes site. It's just jessmoskaloop.com.
Excellent, and you're on MySpace, Twitter too?
Yep, Reverb
okay.
Nation, Facebook. I try to make myself very available.
I think the networking is so important. Too.
It is so important, and it's so much easier these days. There's so many different ways to do it, and everybody does it. So,
excellent. And with every tune and every experience, you just get better and better and more enthusiastic, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. You just learn so much more after every single experience.
How old are you now, Jess?
I will be 21 in June, so I'm 20.
Good. So you've been working at it for 5 or 6 years.
I have been. This is the most serious I've ever taken it right now, since June, I guess, is when this madness all started, and I took a year off university, so
mm-hmm.
right now I'm going full steam ahead with the music thing, and I really hope it works out.
Good for you. So you plan to make this your major career then?
I would love to. I would love nothing more.
Well, that sounds great. Certainly a lot of enthusiasm. Any special plans right now for the spring or the summer?
Just some more writing and lots more trips to Nashville. And I know I've got some shows coming up that I'm pretty excited about, but I'll leave those a secret for right now until they get announced for sure. So
good. Well, we'll be following on your website and on Twitter and definitely watching the videos, too.
Well, thank you so much.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Jess?
No, I don't think so. Thanks a lot for the interview.
Well, thank you, and all the best to you.
Thanks, you too.
Okay.
Take care.
This boy don't got it. Amen.